Howdy, everybody, and welcome to the Read About It podcast for this Friday. It's been a little while, I know. This, I think, is our first one of the new year. And, of course, one of my resolutions was to do this more often, so I guess by not specifying more often than what, it's still a good one. But today, we'll do a little podcast for you. Coming up, I'm going to talk Super Bowl and say the thing they wouldn't let me say on television. That'll be in a couple of seconds. But first, I do want to tell you that this, two things about this podcast that will make it better than previous podcasts. Even if you love the previous ones, this will be better. If you hated the previous ones, why'd you come back? I mean, you got the internet at your disposal. You got thousands of podcasts and blogs and porn and all that other great stuff. Just go to that. But this one will be better for one simple reason. We got drums. So, just in case you need to add those, yeah, we're going to throw those in. The other one is that this week I just narrowly escaped being very, very sick. And as it is, I got away with just being very sick. So, the only good thing about that, and it happens pretty much every year around this time, the sickness, the allergies, everything else, the fact that the weather in Texas is like 80, it's 30, it's 70, it's 20, it's 60, it's 24, it does things to your allergies, and it makes your like the pressure in your head want to explode, but it does dry out my whole head and give me what I like to refer to as major market radio voice. Back when I was doing radio and sending out resume tapes, back when radio actually was an industry, for those of you who don't recall, once upon a time there was a thing called radio that people could make a living at. This was long ago. But anyway, this was where my voice gets really deep. I get a little Barry White going, so I just wanted to make sure that we sent this podcast out this week for all the ladies. Okay, enough of that. All right, now, today I had to lay an old family friend to rest. It's a very sad moment. The DVR finally bit it. And this is something that happens about once a year. Usually you have some warning. Actually, we had a little warning when earlier this week the DVR was recording channels that I didn't have. The DVR is the generic name for the TiVo, and a lot of folks have those now. I love it. I cannot imagine life without mine. But my DVR was breaking down. Last night it was recording nothing. The red light was on, and it was chewing up the space, and yet there was still nothing there. So lost a lot of programs, had to take it in, get a new one. And that's the thing that separates the DVR from the TiVo. The TiVo bites it, you're screwed. DVR bites it, pick it up, take it back, give me a new one. I don't even care. This one's still even working. I just don't like one of the programs I recorded on it. It's solely the DVR. Give me a brand new one, and they'll give you a new one. You take it back to your house. A couple of things about it. I went through the list of the programs that I had been recording, and I had had this DVR for, well, based on what was in the record queue, probably a couple of years. It's very humorous to look at the litany of shows that you have the old season pass on. I mean, there's shows you can't even remember. I mean, at one point, did we really think we were going to need to watch all of Journeyman? Were we that enthused about Women's Murder Club? Did I really want to see all the episodes of Welcome to the Captain? I think I watched both of all the episodes of Welcome to the Captain. It's very funny to see what, at one point, you thought you were going to need, you know? And there's a lot on there that went quickly. One of them is actually a show that I'm still trying to freaking tie down. There was once upon a time a show called Daybreak. If you know what I'm talking about here, just correct me if I'm wrong, but Daybreak was a show that was going to run for 13 weeks. It was basically a weird time travel-y show to keep all the weird time travel-y people tuned in from like the 13 weeks over the winter when Lost wasn't going to be on the air. It starred Taye Diggs, which, as I've pointed out, is absolute death to a show. Taye Diggs is in your show. He's the male Paula Marshall. Your show is doomed. Daybreak was kind of a Groundhog's Day movie where he kept, a TV show rather, where he keeps reliving the same day over and over again. But it wasn't as concrete as that. Some things changed, and some things he couldn't change, and he could work hard and make certain things different the next day. It was very confusing, and I watched about six or seven of the episodes, and then they canceled the damn thing. And you can watch the rest of them on one of the .com channels. I never got to watch the rest of them because by the time they got around to posting them on the internet, I had forgotten what the first six or seven episodes meant. So I never got to watch it. Well, one of the TV networks, TV One, which I didn't even know existed, is showing Daybreak. And I recorded three or four of them, and I promptly lost them in the great DVR crash of 2009. So now I got to wait until they go all the way through all 13 episodes and start over again. If you know this, if you know actually the secret to all this, please don't tell me. I can't help but think that that's my white whale. If I ever actually find it and watch all 13 episodes of this stupid show, I think then I won't have anything else to live for, and that'll be it. I'll watch it and then just go down with the ship right there. So the new DVR is hooked up. I'm trying to remember everything that we need to record and get that set up. And I don't ever want to not be able to control time again. I'll just put it that way. Super Bowl. Now to the Super Bowl. You know, you read the column from earlier this week. I appreciate those of you who went over to examiner.com and checked it out. And by the way, when they invited me to start writing for Examiner, I thought it was that newspaper that always runs the stories on Bat Boy, you know, like the Inquirer kind of thing. No, they're better. But anyway, a couple of things to take away from the Super Bowl. None of them really sports related. The commercials this year were really violent, and I'm a fan of violence. Don't get me wrong; that's not a put down. But good grief, they were. I mean, Jack in the Box mutilated their spokesman, had him Final Destination right there. I mean, Doritos is advocating that we just smash their machines open and steal their chips, and that one commercial where the guy's eating the Doritos and he's like chomping down on the Dorito and like clothes are flying off women, like he's Scott Baio and Zapped. I just can't support that, man, because I don't think any chicks would let you touch them if you had Dorito cheese all over your fingers. Ugh, that's just not a big thing for me. The one thing about this is something came up that I was not allowed to say on television, but I thought it was a good line and I wanted to say it. When you discuss the Super Bowl, everything about the Super Bowl is important, except really the football game. I mean, the football game, it's great. It was Arizona and Pittsburgh this year. It could have been, you know, Des Moines and Calcutta playing. It doesn't matter who plays in the Super Bowl because everybody watches it. And so my line, which I came to them at the old TV sweatshop and said, this is what I want to start with. And they said, it's great. No. Yeah, it's a great line. No, no. I said this to several people in the building, and every one of them complimented me on it and said, no, you can't say that. So my analogy was the Super Bowl is to football as the Last Supper was to catering. It's not that important, and it's certainly not the thing that you're going to remember. Anyway, let me say it. So I had to find a place to put that down somewhere. Come on, you got to agree. Even people that don't know anything about football other than the shape of the ball will watch the game. And they'll watch it for the commercials. And overall, I just wasn't that big of a fan of the commercials this year. I appreciated the Pepsi Max commercials equating their product with guys getting head injuries. But other than that, not that much that I remember, and that's not a good sign when you spent $3 million on it. Except for the one-second ads. We actually got one in our area, which is silly because where I live is a dry county. So you have to drive a half an hour to go pick up some Miller product, even if they're only advertising it for a second. But anyway, that's it for the podcast. Yeah, mad at us, I didn't mention Michael Phelps. Yeah, because nobody cares. Really, advertisers might care, but it's Facebook. Anything bad that you've ever done at a party is going to show up on Facebook. You just need to start realizing that. And I've worked for two colleges. I know. You do something stupid at a party, it's going to wind up on somebody's Facebook page eventually. So just pass that on to your kids. If I give them no other useful information, just take that with you. But that'll do it for the podcast. We'll be back hopefully next Friday with another one, and hopefully with more Major Market Radio voice. I'm not sure how long this lasts, but I may need to record some R&B songs. Anyway, that's it for us. And by us, I mean me. Back more with more stuff on Friday. Until then, thanks for listening, everybody. As always, Seacrest out.